This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First, the good news. A law passed in Pakistan will increase the penalty for those convicted of sexually harassing women. Convicted violators will spend 3 years in prison, up from only one, and will have to pay a 50,000 rupee fine. This law is a step toward providing security and improving the status of Pakistani women, who remain one of the most discriminated against sectors of Pakistani society. We cheer Marie Nandaye, who won the Prix Goncourt, France's top literary prize, making the French-Senegalese writer the first black woman to win the award. Her novel, Three Strong Women, is about the struggles of three African women. We cheer the UN for suspending support for Congolese army units that deliberately killed over 60 civilians in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Many of those killed were women and children. More than 7,000 women and girls have been raped since the army's operations began in January. We cheer the launch of Women in Construction, an online forum created in collaboration with United Kingdom colleges in Mid and Western Wales. With 75% of women in Wales working in sectors such as cleaning, catering, and caring, the forum is designed to help women cross into the male-dominated construction industry. We also cheer the launch of Women Media Networks, an Asia-Pacific-based nonprofit organization. This organization aims to increase the visibility of women in the media sector and help them make informed decisions and to create a regional network. We cheer pop star Rihanna for breaking her silence about the big secret of domestic violence she has kept since her February assault by then-boyfriend Chris Brown. Rihanna said, "My story was broadcast all over the world for people to see, and they have followed every step of my recovery." After the beating, Rihanna ended the relationship despite Brown's pleas to remain together. The pop star said, "He didn't accept that very well. Obviously, he didn't want us to be apart, but I had to make a decision for me." We cheer Deratu Tulu, who became the first woman from Ethiopia to win the New York City Marathon. This victory comes 17 years after Tulu became the first black African woman to win an Olympic gold medal in the 10,000 meters at the Barcelona Games. We cheer the Las Vegas Asian Pacific Women's Forum for their work with local police to fight the city's human trafficking epidemic. The United Nations estimates human trafficking is a $32 billion industry worldwide. And we cheer the over 20 organizations from 11 countries taking action on November 9th to promote sexual and reproductive rights in Muslim societies. And now for the bad news. Three grassroots women's organizations in Somalia were closed on November 2nd by rebels intent on preventing women from going to work. Malam Daoud Mohammed, chairman of Balad Hawass, said, "We have taken this step after we recognize that women need to stay in their homes and take care of their children. Islam does not allow women to go into offices." Unquote. We jeer the fact that out of 75 major American Jewish communal organizations, fewer than 1 in 6 are run by women, and those women are paid 61 cents to every dollar earned by male leaders. The numbers are especially striking when compared with the overall composition of the Jewish communal workforce. Women comprise about 75% of those employed by federations, advocacy and social service organizations, and religious and educational institutions, but occupy only 14.3% of the top positions. Of the 11 female leaders identified in this survey, 3 are in interim roles. Jeers for the Illinois parental notification law. Parents of female teens 17 years old and younger in Illinois will be notified when their daughters seek abortions. Pro-choice activists fear that this rule may prevent minors from obtaining safe abortions or force them to have full-term unwanted pregnancies. We jeer the results of a survey showing that more U.S. women than men had lower economic and financial confidence. Last month, 58% of women rated the economy as poor, an increase from 49% of women in September. Men rating the economy as poor dropped only 1 point to 53%. We jeer the Department of Corrections in California for its handling of the J.C. Dugard case. A corrections official acknowledged his department's negligence in the case. Dugard was found in August, 18 years after her 1991 abduction. We jeer the way that black women are losing about twice as much as white women in employment terms. Bureau of Labor statistics show that from October 2008 to October 2009, the percentage of white women employed fell to 55.7% from 57.6%, while for black women, the fall was to 54.8% from 58.5%. And we jeer the father of an 11-year-old Bulgarian girl who went into labor on the second day of a 3-day wedding ceremony. The girl's father now faces 6 years in jail for having sex with a minor. This week, we note that investigators are still trying to identify the remains of 8 of 11 black women found in the home of a convicted rapist in Cleveland. We note that government-backed clerics want female teachers in Egypt to remove their face veils in front of female students. We also note that female soldiers are less likely than men, 38.1% to 44%, to report any pain. Female veterans are also less likely than men to report having persistent pain, 18% to 21.2%. And we note that women working in Rhode Island's Asian spas became unemployed as of November 3rd, when Governor Donald L. Carcieri signed legislation to outlaw indoor prostitution in the state. Carcieri said, quote, "For almost 30 years, Rhode Island has had the terrible distinction of being the only state outside certain counties in Nevada where indoor prostitution is not considered a crime," unquote. We note that of 615 surveyed United Kingdom employees, 45% of women, compared to 26% of men, believed that, quote, "women have to be better than men to succeed in the workplace," unquote. And we note that the bodies of 3 female North Dakota college students who went missing on November 1st after making frantic phone calls were found in a pond. These news briefs were compiled by Kimberly St. Louis, an editorial intern at the Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.